Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Let me encourage you from this beautiful scripture of Philippians chapter 1 and verse 3. An apostle Paul is writing from a jail, from a dungeon to the church at Philippi, and he writes a letter of gratitude. And he writes, I thank my God in all my remembrance of you. Hallelujah. The other translation says, every time I think of you, I give thanks to my God. My dear brothers and sisters, Apostle Paul often acknowledged those who helped him. The scripture says, every time I think of you, I give thanks to my God, for you have been my partners in spreading the good news. In verses 3 to 5 of the same chapter. Again in Philippians 4, 15 to 17, he writes, you Philippians were the only ones who gave me financial help. No other church did this. Even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent help more than once. I don't say this because I want a gift from you. Rather, I want you to receive a reward for your kindness. He writes to the believers in Thessalonica, again in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. He says, we can't help but thank God for you, because your faith is flourishing and your love for one another is growing. We proudly tell God's other churches about your endurance and faithfulness in all the persecutions and hardships you are suffering. You know, I was reading about in a book written by an author, and she said, you know, she tells about a gentleman who remembered his 8th grade literature teacher. He wrote to her and received this reply. You will never know how much your letter meant. I am 83 years old and living all alone. My friends are all gone. My family's gone. I taught school 50 years, and yours is the first thank you letter I have ever gotten from a student. Sometimes I wonder what I did with my life. I will read and reread your letter until the day I die. Ironically, she was the teacher students talked most about at class reunions, but nobody ever told her. My dear brothers and sisters, showing appreciation costs so little in terms of time and money, but it can mean the world to somebody. So today, who do you need to express your appreciation to? Yes, we do that. We thank God every day, right? We praise God every day. We say our prayers every day. But have we thanked somebody? Have we appreciated today? Is someone coming to your mind that you should write a note and express your gratitude to him or her? So take that action. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead you. And I promise you, you will be blessed abundantly. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, we are so grateful to you, Master. A heart of gratitude will always give us an altitude in Christ. And I thank you, Lord God Almighty. I praise you, Father, for who you are and what you are in our lives. And yes, O Lord, our hearts are filled with praise and thanksgiving for your salvation in us. At the same time, we thank you for the men and women and our families and our friends that you have given to us, who mentor us, who shape us, who change us, who counsel us, who stand with us in times of need, in times of despair, who, O Lord God Almighty, fellowship with our souls, who encourage us. Lord God Almighty, we thank you for each and every one of them, O Master. Lord, I thank you, for you are an awesome God. You have not called us only to believe, but you have called us to belong. So therefore, we thank you for our families that we belong to, the churches that we belong to. We thank you, O Lord God Almighty, to a community of people we belong to. We thank you for the nation we belong to. We thank you, Father God, for our Lord God Almighty, all our friends. Lord God Almighty, we are so, so grateful to you. Today, We are grateful to you for your provision, for your protection, for your preservation, for your prosperity in our lives. We are grateful. Today I lift up your flock, O God, as they step out into their jobs, into their businesses, and running the errands for the day. I speak your blessings upon them. Keep them from the evil one. Flourish them and prosper them. Lord, let your favor abound over their lives and bless them. I pray for the ones who may be grappling with their health condition. They may be sick, O Father God, discouraged, not languishing in pain. I rebuke every manner of sickness in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, I speak healing virtue of Christ to flow into their bodies right now, right here, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for healing your people and making them whole. For by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. We give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.